With public schools still operating remotely, one subject particularly challenging to teach online is music. FM89's Laura Satsui reports, despite the limitations, choir teachers in Fresno County are brainstorming new ways to instruct, even through a screen.
On a Thursday morning, halfway through the choir class that Jacob Bailey is teaching on Zoom, he leads the students through a warm-up.
And reach up nice and high to wake up your voice a little bit. Oh, wake up those ribs.
As they exercise their voices, he jokes, they might wake up their neighbors.
Real quick siren coming up from the top of our voice. Woo, woo, woo! Bug your neighbors. Here we go. Ready, set, go.
One student puts in the chat, my poor dog is trying to sleep. I feel bad. But of the few students who turn on their videos during the Zoom class, you can tell they're singing. Bailey has been teaching with Selma Unified School District for 2 years now and says he's approaching distance learning like he did when he started at the district.
I'm going to throw a lot of spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks.
And so far, some trends are forming. The students like group projects and working together in breakout rooms, which he says makes sense.
The big starting point has to be relationships. They did some getting to know you assignments, and I was in there, like, in there responding and asking questions about the things that they said. I think they're kind of starved for that kind of interaction, so they're eating it up.
Bailey says even when teaching, singing from afar, there remain major barriers. For example, reliable Wi-Fi access and even electricity, although Selma Unified has distributed devices and Wi-Fi routers.
The struggle we have, especially as a rural district, is that even if you've done everything right, and our district has tried, but I don't think anybody's doing this 100% right now, there's kids that are going to be out of reach.
In Fireball Las Deltas Unified School District, Michael Gutierrez, the middle and high school choir director, says he encountered the same access problems early on in the pandemic. These days, he tries to also be mindful of students' home lives, and he's aware there are still other barriers that make it difficult for his students.
A comment that I hear often from students is that they love being here because they can sing out, but at home it's very different. Sometimes it's a situation of they have a younger sibling, like an infant, that they have to make sure they're not singing around or waking up.
So Gutierrez is focusing on other skills in the meantime.
Since this is a respiratory virus, singing is a respiratory activity. So clearly there is a chance that choir might not be possible, that it will be very limited, which it is. And so I asked the kids, besides singing, what other skills would you like to learn in music?
One of the suggestions was music production. You're hearing a loop Gutierrez created with his middle school students.
That's not bad.
One of his high school students, Adrian Ortiz, says he was initially skeptical about being in choir during a pandemic.
I didn't really think this was going to like work well, but it actually has.
Ortiz has been focusing on songwriting and says it's been one way to process his feelings, but he does miss singing.
Yeah, 100%. I really miss it. When we're singing, it's like emotional and like just to know that we're just going to be on computers, you know, just doing these assignments. It's not really what we joined choirs for. We joined it to sing all together as one.
And once the kids get more comfortable singing on Zoom, Gutierrez plans to record a distanced version of their winter concert. It's something the students and community look forward to every year, and he wants to make sure it still happens.
Like I told my students, that our motto this year essentially is that anything's possible, it just takes more creativity.
More creativity and a daily reminder of good health practices.
Every moment I get, I remind the kids, wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance, and if your family asks why you should wear a mask, your answer should be because I want to go back to school.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Fireball.